Funding of €3.2 million has been announced to create a new world-class medieval visitor attraction in Kilkenny City. It's hoped that the proposed medieval Kilkenny experience will attract up to 100,000 visitors a year within a decade. For more, we can talk now to the Cathaoirleach of Kilkenny County Council, Fidelis Doherty. A very good afternoon to you, and Councillor Doherty, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. I see Fáilte Ireland describing it as a fun, humour and horrible history style attraction. So what's envisaged here?
Well, a lot of stuff really, I suppose, and maybe a darker side of maybe a lot of places' history, but there will be dungeons and they'll come into use in that people can experience and it'll be open to the public. So yes, allocation of €3.2 million, and the council then will have a shortfall of 1.8 to meet. And it'll be a fully accessible building there off High Street here in Kilkenny. And it's one of the landmarks of Kilkenny City. Brian, you have Rose House and your Kilkenny Castle, world-renowned, and the Kilkenny Design Centre, all synonymous with Kilkenny. So it'll be enhancing the premises. And the Mayor's Parlour will still stay there and the chamber for the elected members. So the public dwelling then will become part of it as well, the front part of the building that opens out onto High Street.
I mean, as you say, Kilkenny already has very many attractions. Is it just that they're not being brought together as effectively as they could be and marketed in the right kind of way?
Oh, they've very much been marketed as an entity, and no building and no old building stands alone, and Kilkenny has a proud tradition of linking in all the areas and loads of alleyways and parks within the realm of the city. So it's all that development and the linking in. You're right, Brian, like a lot of towns are in the same boat, and to maximise their full potential. So it's reinstating the City Hall up to its former grandeur, and also the putting in of a lift. It currently has two stairways. So one of them, which is only just a little over 50 years old, will be removed in order to make way for a lift, which will give access to the building, which is a lovely, lovely interior. And the clock tower will also become open to the public, which is on the top section of the building, Brian.
I mean, the council itself, I think I'm correct in saying, is investing more than €1 million, which is a substantial amount of money. Are you satisfied that it's an investment that you're going to receive a return on? Will you be able to calibrate that?
Absolutely, because right directly behind a City Hall, Brian, is the medieval museum, which is making just phenomenal visitor numbers, and it's a hugely accessible building. So we just, it's great that there is this development, and it'll tell the story of Kilkenny, Brian. Kilkenny was the seat of Parliament for some couple of hundred years there in times gone by, so a proud tradition, and planning has gone through and funding has been allocated, which would be very welcomed.
Excellent.
And yes,
well,
Kilkenny County Council will meet that 1.8 million shortfall.
Well, no doubt very many people look forward to seeing the fruits of that investment.
Absolutely.
Fidelis Doherty, Cathaoirleach of Kilkenny County Council, thank you for that.